Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A homicide investigation is underway after Kansas City police discovered the body of a 24-year-old man considered missing by local authorities since Monday inside a vehicle Tuesday afternoon. The body of Adam Blackstock found, according to police. Blackstock was listed as a missing person out of Grandview as of Monday. And a highway expansion in southwest Kansas will be the focus at the Conservation District Dinner. J.P. Bazette has more.
The Seward County Conservation District is hosting its 74th annual dinner meeting January 28th at Equity Bank in Liberal. The featured speaker will be Kansas Department of Transportation Southwest District Engineer Ron Hall, who will talk about the U.S. Highway 54 expansion and other regional highway projects. KDOT is investing more than $100 million in Seward County highway infrastructure to enhance safety, reduce congestion, and support economic growth within the region.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment will receive nearly $3 million from the U.S. Department of Justice to better identify and support children exposed to drugs, increase public safety, and reduce overdose death. The efforts are part of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's All Hands on Deck Drug Endangered Children in Kansas project. Governor Kelly said it's critical that they make resources and help available to stop the impact of drug addiction on Kansas's children, and this funding will be instrumental in curbing the generational impact that drugs have on Kansas families. In Kansas, an estimated 140,860 children live in environments where their parent or caregiver has a substance use disorder, and an estimated 5,155 Kansas infants are born exposed to substances every year. Drug-endangered children are more likely to develop chronic diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, and they're also more likely to develop substance use disorder, financial difficulties, and employment challenges. Joan Duvee, MD, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Health Officer, said this important all-hands-on-deck funding is an investment in Kansas children and a lifeline for family members with substance use disorder. She added that the project will work with populations of focus who are disproportionately impacted by substance use disorder and drug overdose. It divides the state into six regions to ensure geographic equity between rural, frontier, and urban areas of the state, and will also engage Kansas tribes. For more information, you can visit PreventOverdoseKS.org. Equipment manufacturer John Deere and the American Farm Bureau Federation have signed a memorandum of understanding that ensures farmers and ranchers have the right to repair their own farm equipment. In the memorandum of understanding signed at the Federation's convention in San Juan, Puerto Rico, follows several years of discussions between the two sides. Federation President Zippy Duval said the agreement addresses a long-running issue for farmers and ranchers when it comes to accessing tools, information, and resources, while protecting John Deere's intellectual property rights and ensuring equipment safety. He said a piece of equipment is a major investment, and farmers must have the freedom to choose where equipment is repaired or to repair it themselves to help control costs. The agreement commits John Deere to ensuring farmers and independent repair facilities have access to many of the tools and software needed to keep the equipment running. And John Deere commits to engaging with farmers and dealers to resolve issues when they arise and agrees to meet with the Farm Bureau Federation at least twice per year to evaluate progress. The agreement formalizes farmers' access to diagnostic and repair codes and to operator, parts, and service manuals and product guides, and it also ensures farmers will be able to purchase diagnostic tools directly from John Deere and receive assistance from the manufacturer when ordering parts and products. Fort Hays State University, North Central Kansas Technical College, and Northwest Kansas Technical College announced a new affiliation initiative to address demographic and economic challenges in rural Kansas. This affiliation initiative will focus on developing solutions in three key areas that are developing academic programs and integrated student services that meet the educational and professional needs of today's and tomorrow's students, aligning and optimizing interinstitutional operations to remove unnecessary bureaucratic barriers to student success, and creating a coalition with regional businesses, industries, and communities focused on increasing opportunities for students, expanding entrepreneurship, and meeting workforce development needs in rural Kansas. The Area Board of Control, the governing body of Northwest Tech, will considered the plan on January 11th. The NCK Tech Board of Trustees did the same on January 16th. And Fort Hays State University's governing body, the Kansas Board of Regents, considered the plan on January 18th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, the CanDrive.org traveler information website makes it more convenient to receive timely information on current road conditions across the state. The CanDrive.org app is available to install on cell phones from the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. And after creating an account, motorists can also sign up for text alerts on specific highways. Secretary Julie Lorenz stated that this information can be critical when making travel decisions, and they want it available to travelers whenever they need it. Impacts to traffic are updated 24/7, including maintenance and construction activities, winter highway conditions, flooded roadways, incidents and crashes affecting traffic, and closed highways. You can create personalized accounts to save favorite routes and areas and share reports and cameras through Facebook, Twitter, or email. The commercial vehicle mode for truck drivers allows companies to create text and email alerts designed around highly traveled routes, way stations, and rest areas. You can visit candrive.org to get started. In cooperation with the Norton Pheasants Forever chapter, the annual Youth Pheasant Hunt is held to provide a safe opportunity for young hunters to get focused training and hunting opportunities that are unique to the event. And the special hunt within state park boundaries allows for the introduction and retention of youth in the outdoor experience of hunting upland birds. The Prairie Dog State Park Youth Hunt is designed to encourage young hunters and should offer a quality experience with a better than average chance of success to help keep young hunters interested. Prairie Dog State Park is accepting applications for the annual Youth Pheasant Hunt, which will be held Sunday, January 22nd at 1 p.m. The mentored hunt is limited to 12 youth hunters aged 10 to 15. All participants must wear blaze orange during the special hunt, and each youth must be accompanied by an adult. If more than 12 youth apply for the hunt, local staff will conduct a drawing to determine who will be eligible to hunt in this year's event, and lunch will be served prior to a safety instruction meeting. To apply, you can contact the Prairie Dog State Park office at 785-877-2953. No later than tomorrow, Friday, January 20th, with your name, birth date, and phone number. The Kansas Department of Transportation will hold an open house on Monday, January 30th, for the upcoming reconstruction of 6 miles of Kansas 383 in Norton County. And the event is scheduled from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Almena Community Center, located at 421 Main in Almena. The attendees will be able to review the project plans and expected traffic impacts, and Kansas Department of Transportation staff will be available for questions and comments about the project. There won't be any formal presentation given, so participants are welcome to come and go at any time during the event between 4 and 6 p.m. The project is the second phase of the Kansas Department of Transportation's reconstruction of the 26-mile K-383 corridor in Norton and Phillips counties. Construction activities include reconstructing and widening the highway on existing alignment, as well as adding paved shoulders. The work is expected to begin this spring and be completed by the end of 2023, weather permitting. Anyone who requires language translation, special assistance, or accommodation to attend the meeting should contact Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107 at least 1 week before the meeting date of January 30th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Bainter Oil Service is thrilled to cheer for the amazing Hoxie Indian winter sports teams. The athletes have the talent and determination that's sure to lead them to victory. Good luck, girls and boys. Do your best from your friends and fans at Bainter Oil Service in Hoxie. Wilkins Manufacturing and Tarps Unlimited is wishing good luck to the guys and girls of the Stockton Tigers winter sports teams. The athletes are sure to bring home the victories. Wilkins Manufacturing and Tarps Unlimited in Stockton. They can unload almost anything, anywhere, anytime with a Wilkins trailer.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project needs. Come in and see everything they have to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint, nuts and bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, boots, tools, large and small, paint and painting supplies, and of course, smiling faces. Find what you're looking for at Cowpoke Supply on East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network.
Meteorologist Keith Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Cooler air will be dominating our weather picture for the Central Plains over the next few days, though it will be fairly mild in our southern counties. High pressure is working its way south out of the northern Rockies. We have a few shortwave troughs on the way through the weekend and into next week. We're watching a low that's set to form the Four Corners region today, and that should trek across Kansas, bringing some rain and snow showers over the weekend. And heavier snow will be possible for our western and southwestern counties, where there's a winter storm watch in effect. We could certainly use some heavy snow in that area due to the drought conditions. On the map, heading into the afternoon, some lingering cloud cover over the eastern part of our state. Low pressure is moving out and off to the northeast. We're getting some return flow. We'll have occasional clouds and some sunshine for the rest of the state. Cool in the northern counties today, staying in the 30s, but will moderate into the 40s for the southern tier counties. No big changes for the late afternoon and evening. High pressure will be parked over north-central Kansas. Looking at Friday morning, low pressure will start to develop in the Four Corners area and move eastward, strengthening raining by tomorrow afternoon near the Panhandles. Snow and rain showers possible for western Kansas by late tomorrow, with a pocket of heavy snow developing in our southwestern and western counties tomorrow night into Saturday. A winter storm watch is up for most of western Kansas through Saturday afternoon. We'll clear out and stay fairly cold on Sunday. This afternoon in our northwest counties, low to mid-30s with low to mid-teens overnight. Mid-30s north-central and mid to upper teens for tonight's lows. Northeast, mid to upper 30s with low to mid-20s overnight. Low to mid-40s southwest, and tonight we're in the upper teens. Mid-40s south-central, mid-20s for the overnight hours. And in the southeast counties, mid-40s for the afternoon. Tonight we're in the mid-20s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Minimum order may be required.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File
your national news hourly. Kansas and Nebraska news and sports every morning, noon, and evening. We've got you covered on KQNK.
We'll be right back.
Are free, like songs on the radio.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.